DP Sidhu on Texans Radio along with Jonathan Joseph. How's it going today, Jonathan?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing all right. It's week 12, coming off a win, but we're not allowed to talk about that anymore. According to Bill O'Brien, we're on to Cincinnati. Are you always a little extra motivated when you play your former team?
Yeah and no. You know, obviously, you know, when I first signed here, you know, I was a little extra motivated and things like that. But now, you know, being 3-4 years removed from Cincinnati, you know, it's just all about business.
Yeah, you're 3-0 against your former team, and you had a big play in that AFC wild card game. So with Andy Dalton and the Bengals coming here Sunday, what's it like for you matching up against A.J. Green and Mohamed Sanu? Those are pretty powerful guys, you know, that you face.
It's always a challenge, you know, anytime, you know, you have a chance to go up against A.J. Green, Mohamed, you know, Jermaine Gresham, and, you know, have a quarterback like Andy Dalton throwing to him. It's always a challenge because, you know, they're big physical guys. They can go up and catch the ball at the highest point, and they, you know, they're strong enough to break your tackles. So, you know, it's a full duty, you know, for 60 minutes. So it's one of those things you have to have, you know, your mindset ready for a full day's worth of work.
Another thing you got to have your mindset ready for is the fact that this team's got new life, and there's so many possibilities for the postseason still in play. I know you guys don't like to talk about it too early, but, you know, how important is every day of practice, and how do you change it up every week and get yourself to the maximum potential, especially this late in the season?
Because right now is really when football really starts, you know, the important games, because, you know, everybody's fighting for those last few spots and everybody's trying to get into the dance. And, you know, right now is a big part of the year, you know, pivotal part of the season to where, you know, each of these games, you know, count up, and you don't want to look too far ahead. So you want to take it 1 week at a time. So that's all we're doing as a team.
I always joke with you about how fast you talk. I mean, you're fast off the field. You're fast on the field. You talk fast. You play fast. Do you think that's the most important asset for a cornerback?
I think speed is a big factor, but not always. I think speed, technique, confidence, you know, the ability just to forget plays, you know, when you give up a play and things like that. So your mental makeup, I think all of those combined, you know, I wouldn't say really speed is the biggest asset. You know, of course, speed is, you know, things the teams look for. But at the end of the day, there's plenty of guys that can run fast and can't play.
What was the toughest thing for you to master at your position? They say it's one of the toughest positions outside of quarterback is the cornerback position.
Just to get the mental makeup of, you know, being challenged each and every, you know, play, you know, going into a game and knowing you're going to be locked onto a guy and he's going to get the ball 15 to 20 times a game, throwing your way. So it's one of those things where you have to prepare yourself for and just be mentally ready to go into the game and knowing that the other team is going to challenge me all day long.
I don't want you to feel old, but you're in your 9th season. You're getting older and the receivers are getting younger. So how do you stay sharp in the off season?
Just continue to, you know, stay with your workout regimen, things that you've done to be successful. You know, each year is different ways, you know, it's different techniques and things that you can learn to kind of better your craft. And for me, it's always been, you know, about hard work and just dedication and putting the time in and just looking for the results later down the road.
What are some things you like to do? I know you're a big yoga fan, right? You still do that?
Yeah, you know, yoga, do plenty of stretching, of course, yoga. You know, I go to several workout spinning classes, you know, ab workout classes and things like that. I'm a big bike rider. I've added that to my workout regimen, and just all about, you know, running and conditioning. That's the main thing, is getting your conditioning level up, because you want to be able to run each all day long into a game. You don't want to be tired in the fourth quarter when your team needs you the most.